Tingo Peter Limbo released his letter of resignation today without declaring loyalty to any side. In the letter, Limbo wrote that over the last 7 years, Machar has run the SPLM-IO with zero transparency, especially when it comes to making decisions. He said Machar did not respect institutional structures established by the party's constitution. He said Machar's leadership style has led to lack of progress and that repeated calls for change has fallen on deaf ears. Abraham Kwolnyon, an economic associate professor at the University of Juba, says frustration within the SPLM-IO political system has been mounting for some time, which he says has led to mistrust among citizens.
It is a betrayal to the administration in the sense that the general public will really understand that things are not going on well within that specific party. And as a result of this, it will reduce the level of trust that the people have within the senior management of the IO party. And this is going to have impact in the political engagement across the country. Because as the people are going to end the transitional period, many people will be doubting the ability of the SPLM-IO to deliver a good service.
Nyon says from the look of things, the SPLM-IO will still be seeing more resignations as frustrations mount among party members.
There are high chances that mostly there are other people who could be able to resign. But my reservation is that when people resign in South Sudan, they don't resign because of something bad that they have seen per se, but they resign because maybe they are not being treated well by the people who are their leaders, or they are not benefiting from whatever the party that have.
Nyon says party members might also be bought off by other parties. Limbo left Juba this morning for Khartoum, according to SPLM-IO sources, who declined to be identified for safety reasons. Limbo's phones have been switched off. Repeated calls to SPLM-IO spokesman Manawa Peter got caught when unanswered. Machar's spokesman James Gadet Duck, when contacted for comments, all his phones are not reachable. SPLM-IO senior official Stephen Kwol Parr told South Sudan in Focus he is not the official spokesperson for the party to comment on the Secretary General's resignation. The SPLM-IO has witnessed several resignations of party members in recent months, including military generals. David Shearer, the head of the UN mission in South Sudan, warned last month that the peace agreement is limping along, noting government and rebel forces who are supposed to form a unified South Sudan force are stuck in training centers without adequate resources. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.